The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Bye Guys.
Well, good morning. It's your old pal cousin Zach welcoming you to another edition of Bye Guys with Zach, and Ian's not here. Unfortunately, Ian is out on the road and we couldn't make a pre-tape work, so I am manning the ship by myself today. But I have two wonderful guests who are sitting in studio with me, and I think we're going to have a hell of a show. From the Doped Up and Dying podcast, we got Kevin Sanchez.
Gang, gang.
What up, Zach?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm chilling, baby. I'm happy.
It's been a pleasure becoming your friend over the past few months, buddy.
Dude, it has been. I fucking love it.
We've been having a good time, man. And from the Panties in the Mouth podcast.
What the fuck?
Wait, you didn't know that was my podcast?
No! Rapping it hard, baby.
Yeah. Another one of my favorites. I got Nate Marshall here.
Thanks, Zach. Always have a good time hanging with you, man.
How you doing, dude?
I'm good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm, you know, it's earlier than I ever get up, but that's the last couple of times I've seen you is just way before I wake up. Last time, 9:30. I'm still recovering.
I appreciate you coming out here all the way in the morning time. I know for people that don't do comedy, it sounds like, oh, these guys are fucking lazy bitches. And we are. You're right. But Jesus Christ, sometimes when I got to do like Jim and Sam and that alarm goes off at 7.
I remember being a kid listening to old Opie and Anthony, and that was like their thing. Like, oh, this is way before I need to be here. And I feel like I'm getting to live it. So it's, you know.
Yeah, I feel the exact same. It's I'm always like, bleh, and then I'm like, oh, Patrice did it.
Yeah, that's exactly the thought. Patrice did it. He hated it.
Yeah. And he had to drive it from Jersey City.
That's how I did it. That's how I do it.
Well, thank you guys for being here. Let's knock plugs right out the motherfucking way. Kevin, what are you people to check out?
I want you guys to come out March 5th. Sunday, 9 p.m., The Stand, Doped Up Sundays. It's going to be a great time.
Fantastic, Nate.
Just my podcast with Andy Malafarina and LaMere Lee, Panties in the Mouth podcast. If you like it, please subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/PITM. And me and LaMere got a show coming up in Jersey City at, I think it's called The Vanguard, this Saturday. So come out to that, please.
Hell yeah. If you are listening live, I am in Saratoga Springs, New York, Friday and Saturday night. One show Friday, two shows Saturday. I am coming up with Chris Vega. Come on out. I would really appreciate it. And if you like the show, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to this show and all the other great shows on the network. If you like it, keep it. If you don't, go screw. And, you know, hey, iTunes, Stitcher, however you consume your podcasts, YouTube, leave a nice review or a comment. You know, it really helps the algorithm. We appreciate everybody listening. And hey, gentlemen, let's have some fun. All right. So this first story really struck me.
Yeah.
For a number of reasons. And we're going to get through it. We're going to discuss it. But this is just the headline they gave me. Miami preschool put 2-year-olds in blackface for Black History Month.
These fucking Cubans, though.
Now.
Yeah, really. I didn't even do the math that fast. Definitely wasn't a white school.
Before we go any further, it does sound like the most adorable black
kids. Are they dressing up as specific black people?
We're going to find out. But if it is class, like, I'm not talking what's now considered blackface, which is changing your skin color. Mm. I'm talking,
you're not talking about
like old school shoe polish, red lips.
No, they do the red lips.
No, that's what I want.
That would make it the funniest.
Yeah, I want them in overalls with like straw coming out. Like I want if they're calling this 2-year-old blackface, because the kids can't get in trouble.
Yeah.
If there's a time in your life to do full blackface,
knock it out when you're two.
Yeah.
Dude, it has to be immigrants.
Yeah, you think they just don't know that you shouldn't do it yet?
It's people that don't give a fuck about culture in America. If it's not white ladies, I guarantee. If it's white ladies,
that would surprise the shit out of me.
I owe everybody money.
That would blow my mind if it was white ladies. Now, one in Miami, like I feel like a white lady who lives and like exists in Miami, she's got to know. Like, all right, maybe this will be a little weird, but I'm guessing black. Somebody black.
Nah.
I'm blessing somebody black. I'm trying to be
like a
Batman.
Like a dark Cuban?
Like a dark skinned Dominican or something. Somebody.
I can see that.
Yeah. That's what I'm guessing.
But obviously, this is not going to be old timey blackface. This is going to be the new definition of blackface, which means they just change the color of the kid's skin, right?
Yeah, so probably.
Ariana Grande.
I would love it to be high quality makeup. Like they look just like.
Oh, yeah, prosthetic.
Looks just like Will Smith.
They got him Obama ears.
Yeah. That would be hilarious.
By the way, Obama ears sounds like a delicious pastry. Man, we got a fresh batch of Obama ears coming out. You guys are going to stay for this.
Yeah, what was that?
Yo.
I remember my grandma telling me about something. I can't remember if it was like a type of nut or something like that that they like used to call nigger toes back
That's
in the
a
day. A cook? It wasn't
no,
a cookie.
No. They're macadamia.
Macadamia nuts.
No.
It's some
Brazil
kind of
nuts. Brazil nuts.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
The big ones.
Yeah,
they kind of look like toes.
They had it on Louis.
That episode from Louie. Yeah.
These two little girls visiting the grandmother.
Yeah,
right? That is episode.
And the grandmother, do you have any snacks? She goes, "How a nigga told."
I forgot about that. That's when she dies, right?
Years ago on ONA, Kumi used to tell a story when he was a kid. They called him "and tits,"
mm-hmm.
What?
And his aunt hit him and was like, "That's a horrible word." They're called toes.
No, Kumi, that's not even a real story. He's like, I found a loophole.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Judging from how he grew up and where he grew up, that sounds pretty goddamn accurate.
Yeah, I wasn't shitting.
I didn't learn the term jerry rig until much later in life. I only knew the original term.
You never heard the. It's terrible.
I thought it was just like you have to like fix a.
Nate, if you could help me out here.
It's, people say nigga rig.
Oh,
like if you use that's like Scotch tape, I heard it in PA to fix too. Something poorly.
I heard it in PA a lot too. Maybe it's not, it didn't get up here, but.
Oh, no, it's here.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
Yeah. Got to my house.
I didn't start hanging out with racist white people until I started going to Irish pubs. That was much later in life.
For me, it was the same comedy. Like, comedy is when I started hanging out with, I started learning.
I'm lying, it was the army.
It was
the
weird.
Army, you know, the army, you know that joke, nobody wants to hang out with Mondays?
Yeah.
Right? Dude, I never heard that joke. It was a Russell Peters joke, right?
I never heard it.
No, it's just a street joke.
It's a street joke. Well, so.
Yeah, cops years ago got caught calling black people Mondays. And why? Because nobody likes Mondays.
Nobody likes Mondays. And yo,
that was like, that's an old term. That's an old timey. Yeah.
And the army, wake up in the morning, it was like on Wednesday, let's say we're going for a run. He goes, oh no, the Mondays are here. I'm like, what the fuck? What is that? He goes, I saw the black people in here. And I was like,
white people are starting to learn that Spanish people don't fuck with, a lot of Spanish people don't fuck with black people, especially older Spanish people. Like, I didn't know that because I grew up in like a town that was like mostly Puerto Rican and Dominicans and then, you know, like a little bit black people. So we was all cool. But as I've like moved and like grown, it's like a lot of older black, like Spanish people are like, fuck no. And my neighbor,
Puerto Ricans,
Dominicans too. My neighbors were Dominican, and like she was like a dark skinned Dominican chick, and her dude that she got pregnant by was like a light skinned Dominican dude. And his family was so fucking mad that, like, at least that's what she told me. I don't know him
because trying to fuck their way white.
I
have Cuban family, and trust me, it was the black guy is here. When my dad left, I used to pick up the phone, in, like the landline in my house, in a black voice, like I was dating my mom. Hello? No, Alice ain't here right now. I'm holding down the crib. And one time my Cuban grandma called, and I was like, nah, Alice ain't here right now. I'll let her know you called, though. And then she immediately called my grandma.
Yeah.
And she's like, I think Alice is with the black guy. Yeah, that's how I picked up the fun. That led to fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, my Cuban family is the same. So I think they're trying, because old immigrant Spanish, I think the dream was to fuck your way white.
Huh.
They also, like, if you came here.
My Cuban grandpa put Caucasian down on his like tax, on his like forms and shit.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm not Spanish. I'm not from Spain.
So he's just like, he's trying to find a loophole in the system.
Yeah, he put Caucasian down.
Bro, I wanted to put Caucasian. I put Caucasian down for tests.
I was about to say, I wish I could get away with that shit.
Yeah.
I did it to fuck
Nate
up the
Marshall.
Numbers, I could get away with it until I show up. Yeah. That's what I mean. Then it's like, oh, he dickhead. But just start identifying.
So
that
let's
way.
See these. Let's see these adorable 2-year-olds in blackface.
Okay, what's really fun about this is that they had to blur their faces, but you could still very clearly.
Oh no!
He looks like a minor though. Like he was.
Yeah, well, that's why they're blurred.
Dressed up as.
Are we trying to give him like coal? Like maybe he just got like coal.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they showed a cop.
Like a coal miner. Oh man, why is a cop?
Yeah, they had them dress up as firefighters and policemen for some reason. It's a total fail here. But yeah, this was intentional, and the teacher saw it as a way to celebrate Black History Month. And as far...
What, and what town is this?
This is Miami.
That's crazy. Yeah, sorry, you're right. I remember we said that before. I apologize. Wow! That is so much worse than I thought it was going to be.
Can we show the teacher?
Yeah, that's what I was curious.
So they don't show the teacher, but they do say that she basically just got a slap on the wrist. She got a talking to about it, and...
Wait,
that's not the teacher.
No, this is one of the parents.
Oh, yeah, I thought I called it.
Let's see her opinion, please.
I told you.
That might be an ad. Hold on.
Yeah, no, it's fine. They dressed up four of them like police officers and they beat the shit out of their other one. Rumor is that one had milk with one of their wives. Jesus, that's so much worse than it's here.
Tell us how you learned of this, what happened, and what your reaction was.
It was Friday. It was about a week and a half ago, so Friday, February 3rd. And I'm driving home from the grocery store.
I'm just keeping it to myself. I've been not jerking off, and it's like, I'm a menace right now in my mind. Today. So I'm just keeping all that home shit.
And yeah. I'm like, what?
So it's not the same, well, but it's
hold on.
Happy Black History Month. And at first, I was like, there's no ducking way, right? Like, get out of here, shut the door, like, you know. And she's like, oh, here, boom, she's sending me all the photos from the class. And they did the kid's face in blackface and said Happy Black History Face to all the kids.
Was this organized by parents and that other parents had put their own kids in blackface, or did this happen at the school?
This was at the school specifically, so it was only this specific class, from what I understand, because each teacher can carry out their own lesson and activity as they will. So obviously we kept it about the teacher and the students. However, every teacher has a helper or an assistant. So it's not like the teacher was the only person.
Slave.
Have you or any of the other parents?
It was another one of the kids.
Who that person is, and I would imagine, are you asking the school to fire them?
Yeah, I mean, we had a meeting on Monday because actually the initial reaction was, I'm sorry, ? It's, you know, what's racist, and you're playing stupid, right? Anyways, but when we had a meeting on Monday, the total 180 changed. And in the end, they were actually very apologetic. And I said, look, in the end, what we do with our children is our decision. Kind of like what you do with your teacher is your decision. You know, pretty much asking, what is the reprimand? How are you going to reprimand her? And I'm not asking to fire you because I am compassionate. I understand people need to make money. Eggs are expensive. Gas is expensive. Whatever. But you didn't suspend the teacher for a month with no pay, nothing. The teacher didn't get reprimanded at all. And from what I understand and from what I know, I was
speaking
to another parent also last week at the school. They said they received the picture circulating of babies in blackface. So I don't know.
Aww. You can pause it.
What was she saying at the end there?
That apparently somebody dressed babies in blackface for a similar thing. Adorable.
At the same school?
Yeah, I think so.
blackface you. That's crazy.
Blackface.
All right. First of all, above all things, congratulations to that lady for holding the phone sideways. Big improvement. It's really hard to like any adult.
In America, really hard you're a teacher in America, you gotta know not to do that.
If you're in like Sweden or something, then it's Christmas. I think that's still a tradition.
Yeah. I like the idea that the other teachers were sitting there watching, just like, yo, do you know what fucking she's in? She's got the kids in there in blackface, but no one went in and just was like,
you know,
yo,
why?
Chill.
You know the teachers definitely, you know the thing teachers do where they like come into the other classroom and they hold like a folder over their mouth? And they're like, hey, can I talk to Ms. Phillips for a second? and then she's like, okay, all right, thank you guys. And then she's like, another teacher goes, you gotta go.
the lips too.
Yeah.
What?
That's,
you know, they wanted to get her fired.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, 100%. They were like, oh, let's not tell her. She doesn't know.
Like, she must be the annoying one on the staff. Yeah, maybe.
This might be a tenure situation though, too, right? If it's an old lady.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't fire people.
You get like, yeah, teachers get this like where they
you
can
get away
like,
with blackface with tenure?
I guess so.
I got like shook by a teacher and he got away with like he grabbed me by the collar because like I think I like bumped him or something and he was like, if you ever something I'll wring your neck, just like grab me.
Whoa.
And nothing. As a matter of fact, I got like suspended because I did hit him after that, but I got suspended for 10 days and that was like the only thing. It was no like he shook me, I was defending myself. It was like, nah, whatever, it's Mr. Manley, he's fine.
Was he an older teacher?
Oh, he was an older teacher. It was like a vocation school. It was a bricklaying. I was doing bricklaying for a little bit. And then
you were kind of an adult. You're like 17 years old.
I was in 10th grade, 16. Okay. Yeah. So, but I mean, he still shook the shit out of me.
Nah, you deserved it, dog.
Nah,
you deserved it, bro. Because I know 16, 17 year olds, we're wild dudes, bro. The other day I saw, Valentine's Day. I was just so happened to be in Park Slope. And I'm starting to see high school students come out and they start beating the shit out of this girl, ripping her hair out, everything. Yeah. And this lady is filming everything. And she goes, why are you fucking acting like this in front of these white people? I haven't heard sentences flow out of like this in a minute, right? And is it like all these 17-year-olds, they're like, you want to kind of beat the shit out of them, bro. Like they're all annoying. They're all yelling. They're all screaming.
Yeah, I don't remember being like that.
Nate,
for me,
like
I probably was. No, I mean, in school I was bad, but in that moment, like that dude was—he was actually the shit. Mr. Manley was the shit. It was—he was having a bad day because they was doing construction in the school, and we couldn't do some of the shit we were supposed to do. So he was irritated, and he didn't give a fuck what we used to do. And I was just talking to somebody. I was like, man, fuck that shit. And he was like, you can't talk like that in here. But like, we always used to talk like that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck, Manley? Why are you acting funny now? And then he's just like, get out. And he's walking me out like with his chest on my shoulder, and I give him like a fucking, yo, get off of me. And that's when he like grabbed me and was like, don't you fucking. I wasn't being a
okay.
That was, I mean, that's how I remembered in my mind. Maybe I was being a dickhead, but
a dick. You were saying shit about his wife.
Nah, my memories of Manley was until that moment, he was the shit.
Yo,
but
I'm still caught up on these kids. Like,
yeah,
it's that they're policemen and emergency workers too. Was that the point? To be like, yeah,
nobody in a suit.
By the way, it's adorable.
Do you think it's adorable?
It's not adorable. I think if I was the teacher, I would just plead ignorance and be like, they got a marker.
I had nothing to do with it.
Yeah, they got a marker. I don't know what happened. They must have seen a rap video on TV.
They're 10 lying children. Yeah. They're saying I did it, but they're out to get me.
A bunch of lying ass kids. Yeah. They painted their faces like that and just started lying and stealing. I don't know what happened.
Who was out to stifle their creativity?
Well, yeah, I think that's pretty inexcusable, but at the same time,
I can't wait for the picture to come out of the teacher.
Yeah.
And of herself in blackface.
She did it with him.
Yeah.
She's got a fro on.
Yeah.
She went further than this. She went even harder. She's dressed as a Foxy Cleopatra.
Oh, she got like a bandana.
Super black power.
I'm dressed up as my black hero, Rachel Dolezal.
She's a queen. I won't tolerate any Rachel Dolezal slander. I get defensive.
I got to be honest. Some of those OnlyFans pictures were not bad.
Yeah. Oh. She got her body done, right?
No, she just hit the gym.
Bullshit.
Yeah, she looks pretty all right.
I've been a fan of Dolezal since everybody turned it, like back when she was ugly. She was just a white lady who loved black people so much that it like broke her brain, and everybody was like, white people treat like love black people. And
yeah, that's not bad, dude.
Love them.
Damn, she's a baddie, bro.
Yeah, I was about to. We got a Discord for our podcast, and there's like a people, you know, in a Discord, people start posting porn. There's nothing you can do to stop it. So we made a like a channel that's the Simp channel, and they know I love Dollars All, so they blessed me. They blessed me with a huge collection of Dollars All. I don't know if I should say that. That could get me in some fucking.
No, it happens. That's the thing I do on the shows all the time. Yeah. If I want to see a Girls Only fans,
yeah.
I'm like, you could just DM it to me.
Yo, by the way, it's been a while since anybody dropped any Dollars All in there. So if y'all listening. Drop some new Dollars All. I know she got.
You know what? I would love your. We've looked at this one girl on the show before, and I would love two ethnic opinions,
right?
Because I've only had this discussion with white guys,
yeah.
And I feel like I am really usually outvoted. Could you look up Love Randolin?
Love Randolin. You heard of her?
I would clap her cheeks. I know what you're talking about. I would definitely clap her cheeks.
So, Kevin, but it's the way sloppy. I have to preface this is not good. There's something wrong with her.
It's not good, though.
She's got some type of disease.
What?
Where, okay, do you remember when Squidward ate all the Krabby Patties and just his bottom half got huge?
Exactly what it is.
She's got some type of disease where everything she's ever eaten just goes into her ass and thighs.
This is recent.
She got a cute face.
This is recent. She looked a little. She's been around for like 9 years. She's been around for a while since like I think she was on Tosh.0 at some point. She was a little younger, it was still like this ratio, but it was a little
a little better.
Yeah.
I like to eat butt.
Well, okay. So yeah, that's a good idea of it. It's a tiny top half.
Yeah.
With a giant butt. It looks surgery. Like she's on a hippity hop.
I would dog that.
Bro, I gotta do it.
Right?
Wait, white guys don't say it yesterday?
White guys like, that's gross.
Wait, whoa, hold up.
It's nuts.
Hold up. That's crazy, bro.
It would be so much fun.
You can put both hands on one cheek. Think about the amount of fun.
I was with a chick just like that, but she was white. She looks Puerto Rican to me. Is she Puerto Rican? Any girl with thick eyes and big butt. I go Puerto Rican or Dominican. I was with this white girl just like that, bro. That shit was fun, bro. I came in 2 minutes. I don't come in 2 minutes anymore, bro. That shit is mad fun to fuck.
Look at that,
man. Come on, bro. What is she, 5'7"?
Yeah, she's tiny. And, like, it makes no sense.
Her knees got to be feeling it, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. She got catcher knees. She got two knees on each leg like a catcher from the 70s.
I'd love to see the casket when she dies.
Just this curvy-ass casket.
Dude, like...
It looks like something you keep an upright bass in. When you see hipsters on the subway with old-timey instruments.
I've never seen an old woman. I've never seen an old woman with this body shape. So she's not going to last long.
No, there's old black ladies in a shape like that.
Oh, I guess you're right. But they're not here. I don't see them like...
They're just not walking around anymore. They stuck inside.
Nah, bro, that's got to be the funnest fucking
That's
of all
so
time.
Wild, right?
Yeah.
So white guys don't want to fuck this.
No, I get a lot of shit for thinking she's super hot.
She's hot as fuck. And she's cute. She's not ugly.
Had a beautiful face.
Have you ever brought it up like on air with somebody where they can be like, still no.
Yeah. Because I think I got to be honest with you, and I'm going to get shit for this. I think there's an intimidation factor.
But
why would you get shit for that? That's true. That is intimidating, bro.
It's not that. I mean, I've heard white guys say this, and it doesn't. I don't think it's mathematically right because I don't got like a big piece. But I've heard white dudes be like, "Fucking,
I don't have enough dick to get through this."
And it's like that's not how ass and pussy works. Yeah. Like it's you can
for her. It might for her. It's different though.
No, you can figure it out.
Just push.
it'll be. I'm saying if you like doggy, it's gonna be a little tough.
Yeah,
right?
But you can figure it out.
I feel like you just put both forearms on the top of her ass and just push up and just.
Yo, I want to go. No, I'm baby. No,
yeah, it's like
I'm
running the combine. The thing with the weights on it that you push in the field.
Yeah, just hold it.
Yeah. I feel like.
She's a baddie, bro.
And I'm sure a girl like that, with her whole life having an enormous ass, is an expert at popping it back.
Yeah.
Like, she knows how to get her pussy and fucking.
The only thing is, you will have to hose her down before I eat her butt. You know what I mean? Because that has to be harder to clean.
I would imagine she has the thing Chris Crespo had, the arm to wipe himself. Remember Chris Crespo? No, he was he used to do Comedy Fight Club, and he's
a big dude.
He had birth defects.
What?
And his arm, he had like.
I remember him.
Arms.
Yeah.
I think that's the medical term.
Yeah, somebody was telling me a story. I was taking a road trip with somebody. They were talking about their scariest road trip. Like, because they said, try to say I was driving.
Yeah, there he is.
And they were talking about.
Very, very, very. Let me say, a phenomenally funny writer. and a really good dude and the scariest person that's ever driven me home.
So you've driven with him too. Yeah, somebody so somebody he drove you a story
what
about
what the fuck are you talking about?
He drove me home. Yeah.
Yo, this is the second you're the second person I've heard
felt
say
more
that.
Guilty for not having a license because I have anxiety. I can't drive and fucking
you let no arms drive you, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, I heard about a car but, full
and then
of
Chernobyl
people.
Fingers over here is fucking on 10 and 2.
Oh shit. Somebody was telling me he's driving a stick shift.
Somebody was telling me he was like a talkative driver too. Yeah. Like, to look at you while he's driving. I don't know him that well. I just seen
he's
him.
He's a very
around.
Good guy. He's really, really funny. Yeah. But yeah, he that was a scary drive home. But he had a device. I don't know if I'm telling his shit, but he had a device like for wiping. Mm. And it was like the toilet paper would go on a thing and it was like a trigger thing. I think it was almost like, you know, like the it'll be like a dinosaur on a stick and you pick things up with it.
Yo, I'm just gripping that toilet paper.
But no, but it had a thing where it went back and forth. But I think one time at a party he got drunk and somebody threw it out the window.
Oh, yo, but they had to be a game changer.
Yeah, somebody took it out of his bag and threw it out the window at a party when he was drunk, I think.
Oh, that's so fucked.
Yeah. You wake up, have to take a I've been drinking shit. Shit. Yeah, you can't wipe your ass. Oh no,
shit the shower, baby, shit the shower.
So I would assume she has some type of. Well, of course, I think she has to have a bidet,
dude.
But also, that's a lot of cheek meat to get through.
A lot of cheek.
Like you gotta hope for solid ones.
Also, yeah. You know, yeah. I don't know when I wipe. I always look.
I love that she just got, we got a compilation of her ass going. Yeah. My bad, I got distracted.
No, it's phenomenal.
When I wipe, I gotta look. Right? I'm assuming she has to look too.
Yeah, everybody right? has to.
Everyone has to. So some people don't, bro. Some people don't. I know some of these savages. So when she, like, I could see her, like, having a look in it, like, catching her thigh.
Yeah.
Or her
just
cheek
like,
meat.
It yeah. just, yeah, because she got to, like, pull it
yes,
all the way.
So, yeah. Some nights she's lazy, hungover, you know what I mean? Like, boom.
Yeah. I mean, she a pro. She had all that ass for years. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah, man. In
she
all good. Fairness, she's... What do you guys think of? Have you ever been to a Muslim house where they have the fucking flower, the watering pot?
Nah, I don't watering, know.
I dated a Muslim for a year.
Yeah, but I don't
so
know.
So some Middle Eastern people, I found out, and my friend Bossum talked about it. It looks like something you water flowers with, like a watering pot, mm-hmm. and it's almost like a hand bidet, mm-hmm. and they don't really use paper that much. It's like mostly this water thing. And my friend Bossum told me when he was a little kid, the first time he went to a white person's house, he went to go take a shit. And yes, that's what it looks like. And he went to go take a shit and he didn't know where that, he went and asked shit. Where it was because he didn't know what to do.
And they're just like, what do you guys do?
Yeah, they're like, I think it's called Loda. Go ahead, Nat.
I had a friend whose roommate was like that, and they had to like have a talk with him because he kept getting water all over the fucking bathroom.
He was getting like shit water?
Yeah.
Oof.
You know what's crazy? When I was dating that Muslim girl, I had to go and buy toilet paper, and I had no idea that they were doing this.
Did you? Do you remember seeing something like that in the bathroom?
It's starting to hit. It started. You know what? This girl, she never smelled. It was always amazing, bro.
So they don't use toilet paper at all? They just use this exclusively?
I have no idea. I remember him asking where, maybe they use it as like...
It's like almost like a wet wipe. Like
a last ditch?
I don't know. I feel like it's like...
I still want to pat it dry. Even when I use the bidet.
Yeah, it's cool if you want to get it wet, but then you need to dry it.
Like Lewis said this once. Like, yeah, like when you pat your mouth after a steak dinner with a napkin. Like, yeah, you want to
make sure.
You don't want to be walking around with a wet asshole.
No.
That's the whole reason you use the bidet is so you have a nice, clean, dry asshole when you're walking around.
Yeah. Why did you ask the Muslim shit?
Because I was wondering if she uses...
Oh, she has to. Yeah. She has to. You're right. It has to be a bidet all day.
Yeah.
She has to.
Because that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Do you think she only gives a fuck about it if she knows she's going to be presenting an asshole?
Like, no, she's a pro.
She's a pro? Because she never knows what
she's always on. I mean, she's always making content. She can't have a fucking dirty ass.
Dude, I want to know how much she makes on her OnlyFans. It's got to be crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
70,000.
She's been in the game for a long time too. She's probably had like subscribers die and shit like that. I be thinking about that shit with certain things. Like you just subscribe to somebody and you die, and then they just rake it in off of your account,
or your kids get your credit card statement.
Yeah, and they're like, "Whoa,
dad, like big asses."
Yeah,
but does she do porn?
I mean,
I don't know.
No, she only does like single stuff, like just hire. Like I think she does nudes and stuff.
Okay.
I bet me and Nate got a lot of cross history.
I got a couple.
Some back
fatties.
In the days,
yeah, I got
Bunny De La Cruz.
Bunny De La Cruz. That's not sounding familiar, but I feel like if I see her, the name's like ringing the bell. But I don't. Bunny De La Cruz. She did porn, right?
Yeah. She
okay.
Did porn.
I think
porn.
I recognize the name.
Some of the back in the days. Brandy Taylor.
You know Angie Love.
Yeah.
Angie Love is a legend.
I love that you guys know your porn star's name.
I hate that you guys pretend you don't.
No, I know mine.
I know my back in the day. I know all the names.
These
from
are
when
back.
I was
these are
in my 20s.
Yeah.
Now I couldn't name a porn trick unless I was on SDR with her, and then I'll usually just have a mean nickname.
Actually, I go to the comments to find out the names, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a Mandy Moose guy. Mandy Muse.
Mandy Moose is the kind of guy me and
yeah. She's great.
Well, okay, there's a few.
But the weird
Jada about, Fire, I started with her.
Jada Fire is a legend. I loved her because she, I don't know what it was. She was just this. I got a thing for like older bitches with braces. I don't know what it is.
Well, I forgot she used to do the braces.
Oh, my fault. I didn't mean to leave you hanging. I just thought you were just excited.
Yo.
My fault.
Yo, I forgot she had the braces. She had these big nipples. Yeah. I didn't realize I was a big nipple.
Not a lot of ass, but fucking the titties was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Leah Love had braces. She was a little white chick.
Leah Love.
And she was just Leah.
Yeah, okay.
But she was the kind of girl that like every other video, she would be pretending like it was her first porn.
Yeah.
And it was insulting after a while. I've seen you split open 6 ways till Sunday. Stop acting innocent with your braces and pigtails.
Yeah.
Well, you know what though? It wasn't her first point, but they all filmed the on that first day.
Oh, it was true.
She just broke into
it. 85 videos my first week.
Yeah.
You guys see how bad Ron Jeremy looks?
Dude, this looks. He looks like a homeless man now.
No. How whitey it? Like the he looks like Santa fucking saw the deadlights from it. It's so whoever was taking care of
Oh shit.
Whoever was taking care of him must have been like dyeing him and bathing him and shit, because look at what a nightmare he is now.
Yeah.
It's like it really does look like the fucking gritty reboot of Santa.
Dude. He looks like a serial killer there, but he's a serial rapist, right? Like he raped a bunch of women.
So he was, he's definitely done horrible things.
Mm-hmm.
He has been found unfit for trial because he is incompetent. So he's got dementia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think he's being sent to a mental hospital.
Yeah, he's being sent
to
a mental institution.
So he's going
to
die.
And from what I've heard, at the mental hospital, he thinks he's in a hospital porno. And he keeps trying to fuck the nurses.
Part of me believes he's not doesn't have any dementia. And he's just like, this is a good bit.
What's her name? Heidi Fleiss, the Madam to the Stars, is friends with him. And she said that she visited him. And that like he thinks he's on set still. Yeah. So I've said this a ton of times. I apologize. I worked with him on a couple movies.
What?
And I watched he would cameo in like the shitty movies I work on. And I kind of watched the decline. And the last time I worked with him, like, he was kind of just shuffling around, and he didn't really know what was going on. He was very quiet. It wasn't like him.
Yeah.
And, I think he had a shitty scumbag manager that knew he was losing it and was just wringing him dry.
Yeah.
And then when all the shit came out, they dumped him, and they're like, we had no idea. And I was like, motherfucker, you were the one chasing him around. I saw it.
Yeah.
I never understood the hype around Ron Jeremy. Like
Suckers on deck.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know
his
that about him either.
Before he had the gut, he could suck his own dick. It was huge. This video, bring it up. Just find Ron Jeremy sucking his own dick. It's
God
back before
damn it.
Before he had the gut.
Yo, this is what you woke up early for, dog.
I just see Ron Jeremy suck
his own dick, bro.
I always thought his thing was like he looked like he was like made like dudes think like, oh, if he can fuck, I can fuck.
Like, yeah, I think that was he was like an everyman, but he actually was vaguely like buff when he started.
Okay.
So he was a teacher. I want to say a second grade teacher. And his girlfriend sent in pictures of him to Playgirl. And then his nudes were in there. And that's how he started doing porn.
Did he know?
He was like an aspiring actor. He's in Ghostbusters. He's an extra in Ghostbusters.
Damn.
But he was like an aspiring actor. And I think he took it.
The classic porn route.
Yeah.
Trying to be an actress, actor.
Yeah.
And just like, fuck
Did you guys find it?
Yeah, I just got an ad. Hold on.
No.
An ad? Oh. Porn?
What?
An ad on a porn?
Yeah, if you go like Pornhub or whatever. Right. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
There he is. Look at
he's not terrible looking. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, I thought he was going like this. I thought he was like pinching his nose like before he did it.
The binoculars is a pretty hilarious touch.
Rainey and Butterly would be so proud.
Is it gay?
What?
To suck your own dick?
I don't know. Is it gay to jerk off?
Nah, it's not gay.
I think it's gay to finish. It's definitely gay to finish.
Yeah, if you finish in your own face. Or if you spin it in the air and try and catch it.
If you start doing tricks.
Yeah. If you do like vape tricks. And cum,
just
like,
fucking.
Like, yeah, if you make cum rings. Yeah, it's a little gay.
Damn,
that's
son.
Funny. You go to the extremes.
I like that the girl was like,
"What?" Oh, that they show. My black homophobia kicked in. I had to look away after a little bit. I was like, "All right, it's enough. Dick sucking."
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You guys like to get high. Well, so do I, and that's why it is time to go to YoDelta.com where we can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states, and holy moly, it gets you high. At YoDelta.com, you can find a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stone needs. And let me tell you, from personal experience, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly. So head on over to the website today. That's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, guys, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that gets you super high. Let's get back into the show.
All right, so we got a bunch more to talk about here. Can I show y'all the donkey getting hit by a train?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, I know we got stuff.
No, I'm fine with that.
I didn't mean to derail.
Tell me about it. Yeah,
it looks like a sad suicidal donkey. I don't know. We was just
yesterday. His tail nailed on.
is this it?
Yeah, okay. This is it. It's just, it looks like he's, because there's audio too. Like the train is blasting his horn, and usually animals are like, "Oh shit, big thing coming! I gotta get out of here." And the donkey's like, "Nah, I'm sick of being a shitty horse."
Oh.
And then just, yeah, it was nuts. I don't mean to bum everybody out. We started watching a compilation of animals getting hit by shit after this, and it was very dark. And then the guy making the video, I think he knew he was faking people out. Yeah, it turns into confetti. It's a sad suicidal donkey. It's a R.I.P. donkey.
Yeah, but. It's also fed.
I'm never going back to the woods again.
Just as Eeyore.
I'm done. But we were watching a compilation of that shit, and it was.
Bro, did you hear the terrible news? Eeyore.
Donkey was hit by a train. Oh, bother.
But the guy at the end of this compilation, it was like a dog, and then I'm a big dog guy, and like that's what I like did for my day job for a long time. I was walking and shit, and he hit you with like two fake outs. Like you thought this dog was gonna get hit by a train, and it does, but it like just tanks through it and just is like, whoa, that was nuts. And then the other one, it looks like a dog is gonna just get hit by like a city, like on the street subway joint. And you're just sitting there like, no. And then you could tell he just CG'd a dog on the tracks and I don't know. It was a good bit.
I heard a dog get hit by a car once, and it's a real night ruiner.
Like a die get hit, or just like
like a real hard hit, like oh, that fucked it up.
Yeah,
and then like the owner was like picked it up and was trying to walk. It was a big dog, but it really got broadsided.
Yeah,
and that'll haunt you.
Yeah, I had a dog named Haley that she got hit like small, like lightly by a fucking like a pickup or something. No, it was an SUV, but. I don't know. She tanked it. It was, but that moment of like, oh shit, I'm about to see my.
When I was too little, my dad's dog got hit by a car when I was little, and then the dog that I had when I was little, hung itself. Hey, this is how you make a comedian, ladies and gentlemen. My dog hung itself.
I thought you were just being like doing a bit.
No, my dog Veruca hung herself.
What do you mean? No, you were joking around. Hold on.
Hi. No, I'm fine. Yeah.
How's this possible?
So Veruca was dumb as fuck. She was a black lab. She lived in my dad's shop. And she would just do, she ate a bag of nails one time. One time she chewed through a wall because the kibble was on the other side of the wall and the door was locked.
Hey, that's determination, right?
And yeah, Veruca would just do dumb shit. And yeah, one day my dad came home and was like, we had to put Veruca down. Yeah. And I didn't understand. And I guess I found out later that there was like a bag with a, it was like a burlap bag with a string, like one of like a string bag. Mm. And she ran into the string and it tightened. Yeah. And my dad found the dog hanging from a doorknob.
You know, I would have got blamed for that in my household. Like, my mom would have been like, one of y'all did this.
One of y'all hung the dog?
Yeah.
No, when I was little, that'll haunt you.
Yeah, that's
now that's a slow reveal over my childhood. Found out the dog hung itself.
When did your dad tell you?
I was a little older.
Okay, like 16?
No, younger than that.
Younger than that?
I was probably 13.
And now you're a man, so you say what happened to this dumb dog.
Also, you had 5 hamsters. Lily said we're one.
Yo, hamsters, how long do they live?
Not long.
Yo, I was thinking about
mine were frequently replaced.
Them pet stores that sell like little things like hamsters and rabbits, they're the saddest places because they're literally like hamsters and rabbits are the most bodied pets. And it's just like you're literally just selling hamsters to kids who are going to forget.
There was a kid. So there was a guy that worked for my dad named Gary, and he had a son named Jeffrey. And Jeffrey was a nightmare. Yeah. Even as a little kid, I just knew that Jeffrey was a fucking cocksucker. Like, Jeffrey was the kind of kid that would, like, remember on South Park, they had, when Cartman went to other kids' birthday parties, they had to bring him a present.
Yeah.
So that he had something to unwrap while the birthday kid. Jeffrey was like,
he was that guy.
Was that kid. Like, on my birthday, he needed to unwrap some of my presents.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Or else he would, like, throw a tantrum.
And that was your friend?
No, it was the guy who worked for my dad's son, so he was always over.
Yeah.
And they got Jeffrey a rabbit. And Jeffrey
bodied this.
I mean, Jeffrey used to put the rabbit in the sock drawer all the time as a punishment.
Yo.
And then he would throw it down the stairs.
Wow.
So eventually, before he killed the rabbit, they returned it.
What?
And every time they took Jeffrey back to the pet store, the rabbit would shit and throw up and start like running around the cage, freaking out, thinking Jeffrey was back for it.
Oh, man.
Yo, you know how much you have to psychologically torture a rabbit for it to have facial recognition of a child?
Yeah, they don't have a brain, really.
Yeah. Like they're dumb as fuck. And this thing, every time it saw Jeffrey, would flip the fuck out.
Oh, fucking Jeffrey. I don't like a lot of guys named Jeffrey, dude. I remember this kid named Jeffrey. He was a Puerto Rican kid. He was like, I think he was like, you know when you know a kid is gay?
Yeah, yeah.
It was before I had the concept of this kid is gay.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was gay.
Yeah, before you went to go, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. And I used to, I love gay people. I don't know why I'm saying that, but like.
He just got on board. I'm just fucking around.
No, I know what you mean. But sometimes you see a little kid, and you're like, oh, kid's gay.
Yeah. But my mom used to compare me to him a lot. Mm. Like, why don't you be more like Jeffrey? And I was like, no one could be like this, dog.
Yeah, but it would be all shit you wouldn't want. Like, Jeffrey's got nice handwriting.
That was nice handwriting. His hair was always slicked back. Fucking, we used to wear uniforms. It was like, you look like a businessman. He had a Windsor tie knot. You know what I mean?
You know what Jeffrey's up to now? I'm asking because of, you know, social media and shit.
Oh, nah, I would never add that guy.
I love gay people, but I'd never add Jeffrey.
Nah, I don't like gay people.
No, one guy that we thought was gay definitely got a gay job. We're not confirmed, but he got a gay job. Yeah, he's flight attendant. That's a gay job.
That's a gay
job. My parents do foster care. I'm not going to say the kid's name or that, but like he was like clearly gay the whole time. He lived with him for like 5 years. And he was a cool young boy, but he was clearly gay. But he's like grew up in the church, and his parents like were like, no. They sent him to like a not be gay like thing camp? For church, not camp,
conversion therapy,
something like it was like he went to church, but he didn't stay there. Like he didn't go away for a week. He would have like meetings.
It was like pray the gay away therapy.
Yeah. But he was like I'm not gay. But then when he got like old enough to do Votech at the same school I did, he went right into cosmetology, and he's like, I'm still not gay. I just like makeup and do a hair. It's like, yo, bro.
Hey, Danny DeVito was a hairdresser.
Was he?
Yes, Danny DeVito's first job, he worked at his sister's hair salon.
I got two-piece by a dude one time, like, bah, bah, right? Like, beat the fuck up in, like, the third grade. And then later on in life, he became this really effeminate gay man. I was like, I feel like he could fuck me.
Because he beat you?
Yeah, because he beat me. I feel like he could. Like, if you...
He's got the mental edge.
Yeah. Yo, he used to...
Like, I'm not saying he would fuck you, but I'm saying if you two started kissing, you probably naturally would be the one to turn around.
I had to turn around?
Yeah. He'd be like, hey, listen, this guy's got my number.
You gave me the courage to just like confess my own. I was slap boxing this dude. I was slap boxing this gay dude. And he like caught me. And he was like 6'1", and I'm like my height I am now. And he caught me, and I got like mad and tried to push him, and he just had to reach and just hit me with like a smooth straight right in the mouth, and I'm just leaking. Like, and he was like around bitches then, but he never like said he was gay. But when I think back to his personality, like I know I got leaked.
Was he a hood dude?
I mean, like, he was a hood in the sense that he grew up in the hood, but he didn't, like, carry himself like I'm, you know, he's okay. Just whatever.
Because some of the toughest dudes I've ever met are little gay dudes who grew up in it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they grew up fighting.
Just Omars. Just a bunch of Omars.
They grew up, and, like, I've seen a couple gay dudes with hands.
Yeah.
Dude, I knew a few. I knew just doing it. Byrell, I don't care. Byrell, dude, he was... If there was a fight in the school, he'll jump in and start fighting whoever was winning. Dude,
just because.
He used to take his bag. Yo, this dude was hilarious, yo. This dude, a fight would break out. If he didn't feel like throwing hands, he'll take his bag or his purse or whatever he had, and he would just start hitting both people, bro. He was the best, and he was a gay pimp in high school. All the bitches, every girl in high school was around him. They loved him. He was like the real, he was out there, you know? And if he didn't like you, you got no bitches.
Damn.
He would not. If he didn't like you, you couldn't talk to no chicks in that school, bro. He had it on lock.
Shout out Byrell Rules.
Yeah.
He had phrases, bro. If he said, sorry, Kevin, you're not a part of the group. You're just not a part of the group. You get no bitches for the rest of the semester, dog. You got to come back and reapply.
Dude, that's fucking killer. All right. I want to do this.
By that.
This is a tough video, but I really want to try and do it. Is it okay if we... Alex, I'm going to give you the opportunity to sit out on this one because I feel... I don't know if you want the baby to see horrible things.
I've watched it so many times since Monday trying to figure out if we should put it on the prep sheet for Skanks.
Okay, because I sent this to Bobby
Hutch. It's horrible, but...
For League of the Skanks, and then they didn't do it, right?
My morbid curiosity has gotten the best of me in that... No, they didn't do it, but... A few times I've clicked it to watch it again. Is that fucked up?
Well, I re-clicked it and watched it again a few times because I want to know, because what I watched and what the family said happened were two different things.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yes, I agree.
This is worse than the donkey video?
This is really bad.
Okay, so I will actually, let's even say, hey, if you're watching, listening, it obviously won't be on the YouTube version, but... Faint of heart, this is a rough one. Trigger warning, gun violence. Is that fair? Is that what the kids would say?
Yeah.
All right, so this is a party at a family function. Do we have a city where this happened?
You know, I have to look into that.
Well, there's a party, and there's a girl and a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, a girl and a boy. And there's quite the hopping family function.
Yeah.
And they are in the bathroom on live playing with a gun.
Okay. They're in the bathroom on live Instagram or Facebook?
They're just streaming being the coolest live.
Kids.
This is in St. Louis.
This is in St. Louis. They're live streaming them posing
with the gun.
With a gun they found at a party. It starts bad and gets worse.
So she's 12 and he's 14.
I get it.
Well, hold on. Let's preface this. She was 12 and he was 14.
Oh. Okay. Shit. Okay. And they're cousins.
They were cousins.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So, go ahead. Pause.
Oh, shit.
That's part one.
Oh.
That's part one?
Shit.
Wait, I didn't hear.
Is she about to kill herself? Oh, all right,
so back up.
I didn't mean to step on the fucking...
No, they're posing.
Oh, shit.
What kind of gun is that? It looks like a massager.
It looks like a,
yeah, it feels like a nail gun from the sound of it. Am I crazy?
It's just got a drum clip on the bottom, I think. It looks like a regular, like.
Why was it so low?
Nah.
Well, okay.
You mean the audio? It's on his hoodie. Yeah. It was muffled.
Go ahead.
Ooh.
Pause.
I'm really confused.
She shot herself.
The family is claiming that she accidentally shot the cousin, which I believe.
Yeah.
And then went to pick it up and accidentally shot herself. The video I just watched was her panic and shoot herself.
Yeah.
I think that was a...
Yeah, that was crazy looking.
So now you think, wow, that's a tough video.
Yeah. I'm sitting here like, how can I be funny? How can I be funny?
Oh, no,
make
no,
a joke.
You don't got to be funny.
Yeah.
Not for this one.
The comic in me is like, find a way, but...
Now,
let's remember there's a party going on.
Ooh.
And now here's where the video goes from horrific to I can't believe this is still going. Each family member is now going to pop their head in the door like sketch comedy. And see what's happening. Go, oh, Lordy Lou, and get another person.
Oh.
And it won't stop. So now we can watch the rest of the video. There's a bit of a lull. Because everyone in the room's dead.
Yeah.
Someone tell the DJ to turn the music off.
Is that what somebody yelled? Oh, shit.
At least one of them had a shit, by the way. And if you didn't have the shit, the second you see that, you know your body. Like, you know, like when your chick locks the door to the bathroom and immediately your guts drop?
Yeah.
When you see two dead children on the floor of the bathroom, I bet you have to shit pretty bad.
Yes. She died too.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if she shot herself in the head or she shot herself. That's interesting that her reaction was pick up the gun and. Because it's.
Yo, her brain broke. She just shot her little cousin. Like, I feel like some of my shit, like, you know that shit in movies where it's just like, yeah, like a noise happens?
Yeah.
I feel like she was just going through that and just was like, fuck it. Like, I don't, how do you,
Also, I mean, she had to know from the jump that they shouldn't have been playing with the gun. Like, the guilt immediately setting in like that, like, I could kind of understand having that reaction
as
a teenager.
That was the quickest reaction.
Plus, I mean, you're not only have you done... a reprehensible thing.
Yeah.
Be it by accident, it is your own negligence and stupidity.
Yeah.
Your life's essentially over. Like, how do you look your family in the eye?
Your brain, like, you're broken. Like,
you're going to be really fucked me up because I would, you know, you've seen a movie with a plot like that where, like, somebody kills someone, like The Machinist, when he runs over that kid, he doesn't kill himself right away. But he ends up killing himself gradually, you know?
Yeah.
Do either of y'all watch The Last of Us?
Yeah.
Did you see the most recent episode with the brother? Okay. Have you played the game?
Mm-hmm.
So you like the whole first game? So you know if you haven't played the game, skip like 30 seconds. But the part where the brothers, like what happens to the little brother and then the older brother, they did that scene in the show. And that's like, he acted it so good. It was like, this happened, that happened, my brain broke. And then, you know, I do what I do.
I haven't played the game or seen the show. I just like lying.
You just wanted me to spoil it?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Dude, oh, fucking A, bro. So,
so the family is saying that it was both were accidental.
Obviously.
No, I think the second she killed herself.
I think the second was a suicide.
I
think her brain, I think she was like, what the fuck, and just turned off. Like, I mean, she's a kid. I know. I feel like you're kind of thinking, like, who thinks that? But, yo, that's a crazy moment. Like, you just shot your little cousin in the head. He's clearly done.
But it doesn't make sense. Like,
I guess the one thing I read is that they're now investigating the family because nobody will say whose gun it was.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, but almost, that person got to get fucked up.
I feel like I buy it
that it was an, it could have been an, I feel like it was so quick. If it had happened,
Is just the worst at holding a gun in history.
I don't know. I feel like it was not even 5 full seconds. You know, I don't know if I would process that he was dead that fast.
Do you mean she pulled the trigger, looked at the gun, and went, "Wait, what does this do?"
All right, fair enough. It was just very, very fast.
Yeah. Alex, you agree with me?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it was quick and everything, but I can't say that if I made that mistake that I wouldn't do the same thing. I mean, like, I agree, and I don't
even like my cousin.
Yeah, you just killed your cousin, and your entire family's outside the door, and now even...
You know they heard it.
5 seconds is enough for me to be like... Well,
probably ruin that party.
5 seconds is enough time for me to be like, I will do anything to not have to go outside of this room and tell my family what just happened.
I bet that's the first time that family's party ever ended at an acceptable hour.
You think it ended? I wonder whose baby shower it was.
From the window to the wall to the brains drip down my balls. All right, let's do one more before we get out. I told you we were going to try and make it funny.
We did it.
Oh, man.
All right. Let's look at one more. And I'm thinking MTV's Are You the One contestant arrested for trying to meet up with 15-year-old girl.
Classic.
So explain to me. I don't know this show. So is it a, I'd assume, dating show?
Yeah, this is a, Are You the One's a dating show, I believe. They have, like, compatibility tests between all of the people on the show. So there's, like, a group of guys and a group of girls, and they need to find the person that they were initially matched up with as being the most compatible. They have to lock themselves in as a couple in order to win.
Okay, and this guy got caught meeting up with children.
So this guy was talking to a police officer who was posing as a minor for several weeks online.
That's a tough man.
Yeah.
Like being the cop or getting caught that way?
Dude, the cop, that's the best job in the world.
Yeah.
You know that's somebody's fetish and they became a cop.
Just get to pretend
they like
to be a
pretending
slut.
To be a 15-year-old hobo.
Get to relive the glory days.
Just DM and jerk it off.
Dude, that would be the funniest cop drama. The cop who comes home and is mean to his wife because he had a long day of talking to pedophiles. He's just slugging whiskey back. You don't understand. I told 5 different guys today that they could teach me how to give a hand job. Bottle at the wall.
Just throws a shot glass at her.
When I was a kid in junior high school, I didn't understand the concept of like that girls my age shouldn't be dating adults. But there were girls my age. I was like,
yo, that's a Dominican thing.
I was like,
No. That's not Dominican.
No.
In my experience, that's Dominican as shit. Sorry.
I ain't gonna lie to you. It was a lot of Spanish dudes.
Yeah.
Dude, I thought I had to compete with not only the cool kids my age.
Yeah, because when you're Spanish, you gotta fuck a 16-year-old or else she's a MILF.
There was a few pregnant women.
Yeah, you gotta get.
It's not even high school. This is junior high school, bro.
I'm a little older than you guys, I think, but when I was in middle school, there were guys driving to pick up the girls in my class.
Middle school?
Yeah, when I was in like 7th, 8th grade, there were definitely girls dating seniors or like dudes that were older than that.
Dude, I mean, I'm talking about like grown men.
Dudes,
and then like they have Mr. Softy money. So like... Yeah, like that's just something to like. I was like, I don't got money for milkshakes and shit. Like, I'm supposed to compete with these motherfuckers. Like, and if I knew all I had to do was snitch, I would have snitched. I thought it was like part of life.
There was this girl named Gloria. She was so sexy. I think she got left back. She might have been a little like 14 when I was 13 or something. 13 when I was 12. One of them things. But she used to get picked up by this old head all the time, and he snapped on me and my homie Khalil because we were at the corner stores, what we used to say back then. But like at the corner store, he came. See, and someone we were like, yo, Gloria, just like being like whatever at her. And then he came out from where we didn't see him. He just started coming at us like a man, and we're like kids.
Yeah, that's scary as fuck.
Yeah, and like, but in my mind, I'm just like, yeah, we were coming at his bitch. Like, he's doing the right thing. But then my homie told his mom about it, and they like saw him in, I don't know if it was a mall, supermarket, somewhere, but they saw him, and she pressed him. Did I tell you I fought for a pedophile? No, I got another dumb story like that after this
you
too.
You fought a pedophile?
No, it's worse.
Okay. I think he just said he fought for a pedophile.
I did. No, but
let's unwrap this
slowly. Were you a kid?
I was a kid. Yeah.
Breathe. Go take
it. Yeah, after I said that, I was like, oof.
Let's unwrap it.
But long story short, that the mom pressed the guy, he got shook. But the pedophile I fought for, I was in I know. When I realized it as an adult, I'm like, oh shit. There was this I went to like a do y'all had a pal up here?
A what?
It's called Police Athletic League. So I was at that, and I would do like the summer camp thing. And like I said, my parents did foster care, and one of the girls that I lived with, she was, in my mind, she was just bad as shit. So, and there was this dude, I'll just say his name because he's a fucking pedophile, Mr. Angel. Mr. Angel, like, was real flirty with her. And just as a kid, when you're, like, saying you didn't know better, you're just like, yeah, of course, Mr. Angel, try to bag it. She got big-ass titties. Like, you know, she looked good as shit. So I just used to think Mr. Angel was the man. He would let me get away with shit. Just, he was cool as hell.
Pause and, real quick.
Yeah.
I have a theory about all guys, and I want to test it on you too.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the first girl that grew titties growing up with in your school?
Janika.
First and last name. I bet you know it.
I don't know her last name.
But you know her name.
Janika.
First girl that grew titties.
I don't know her name, but me and my homie Gabe, it was a white girl. We used to call her Titty Bitty. And that's, that's what she is in my mind. I'm like, yo, Titty Bitty.
Janika, I didn't know. I was trying to get her upstairs to my house while my mom had to pick up my brother, and I didn't know what I was gonna do. I knew I wanted to do something. My dick was hard when I was around her, and she almost said yes. And then all of a sudden, she's like, "We were walking." I was like, "I gotta leave," because I just had to take a shit, and I ran, and I shit myself right in front of her. It was the most embarrassing time of my life, dog.
Yeah, at least he didn't shoot your cousin.
Do y'all remember the first ass? Like the first chick who got an ass? I remember ass by Simon. Name, Shayla. But
I don't remember ass by name. I grew up white. by the way, I want to test my theory. Nat, first girl that grew titties growing up.
I was just saying, I don't remember. I didn't.
It's like it's a guy thing.
Yeah.
Every guy. Sasha Monteverde and Danielle Nappy showed up in eighth grade with titties and blew everybody's mind. Sasha Monteverde, I think, grew them in sixth grade.
I know mine because I was jealous of her. Dorothy Giorgiani.
Yep.
Dorothy Giorgiani.
Some dumb Italian guinea bitch. Some fucking dumb guinea. By the way, my second theory, every guy remember first girl that grew titties, I will give you a 75% bet that girl was pregnant before senior year
of high school,
because those are the girls that the older guys went after and left it in.
I don't know. She grew titties in sixth grade.
Okay,
so we parted ways, but she was a tyrant, dog. She was like, "You ain't had titties,
titty
you couldn't hang out." Yeah, she was a titty tyrant.
She was a titty tyrant.
Yeah, titty tyrant.
Name of the episode. Nate, finish your story, buddy. Mr. Angel.
Mr. Angel. So he like was always flirty with the girl, like real flirty, like kind of handsy with her and shit. And it was just like, damn, one day I hope I'm as smooth as Mr. Angel. And then
Mr. Angel also liked it smooth, apparently.
But my one foster brother, me and him used to fight a lot. And so he had like went to a different home, but he was still going to the pal. And he got he told his caseworker about that. He was like, "Mr. Angel," just like talking. I don't even think he knew it was wrong. I think he was just probably being like, "Yeah, this is a guy, Mr. Angel. He's the man. He's trying to fuck so and so." But that came out, so he got fired for that. And like, I show up in the morning, the pal, he's out like side, just like looking bummed out. Like, "Dad, why are you looking all sad?" He's just like, "I'm done. They fired me." So is. And he told him about me and so. I said the kid's name. Fuck, I didn't mean to say that. But
hey guys, can you cut that name, please?
Yeah.
You make a mark to cut that name. Thank you.
Thank you. And so when I found that out, just like I said something to him. He was bigger than me, but I did used to give him the business specifically. It's one of my prouder kid like fight things. But he said something. And I was like, "Yo, you're a bitch. You got Mr. Angel fired." And then he pushed me. And I just remember like giving him, like before I even knew what a Superman punch, just like a jumping doom, and just started trashing him and just like gave him the business
do want to say that. I'll talk about my losses. My record is like 3-11. So like, he's one of my dubs. Yeah. He's one of my dubs.
Your record's 3-11, and one of them was for a pedophile.
The only time I got the strength to win a fight was for, but yeah, just fought up and like got like a little bit of trouble for that. And they never explained to me what I did, but when I just think like you're older, you're like, damn, I fucking fought for a pedophile's honor.
You think Mr. Angel ever, you know, clout?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
No, but I think every school had the teacher who you knew like put a pin in it and waited. Waited for after senior year.
I had a lady teacher, Miss Zonaru. She was so sexy. I touched her ass once, and she was she was for real. She leaned up against the chalkboard, had chalk on her butt, and my homie Andre was like, "Miss Zonaru, you got chalk on your butt," and she was like, "Can y'all get it for me?" And me, Andre, and Freddie just started like dusting chalk off her ass. And I know this was in ninth grade. Like we were young, and
I would still be jerking off to that.
She was so sexy. I tried like every once in a while. Like, and I got a girl now. Shit, I still just go on Facebook and be like, "How the fuck you spell Zonaru?" And but she like, but by the time I was like a senior, I think I was out of school because I graduated a year before my homies. They were all super seniors and got left back a year, and they were all telling me that she got fired for like kicking a girl, just like playfully being like, "Come on, do better," and like kick the chick in the leg. Didn't have tenure, and that was enough to get her fired. But she would like come and pick up this one kid who was like 18 at the time and went to the school that used to be in her class after that happened. But she was like bold with it.
Whoa.
Apparently.
Shout out Ms. Honoru.
Yeah, Ms. Honoru was this shit. Like,
yo, I'm getting young dick out. She found out later in life that like dudes can't get it up like that.
I mean, she was young too. I think she was like 24, 25? Probably like her first teaching job was my school. Dude. So she was like, you know what I mean? She just stopped fucking niggas like that age. She was a thick white lady, went to you know what I mean? Like it was, we all loved her. The girls did.
Ms. Honoru. I love
thick,
you too.
Thick older white lady.
Teacher. Yeah. Couldn't pay attention to English class.
That's why you guys all talk like that. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to Bye Guys. So,
hold up. I think I got Ian on the line.
Ian's on the horn.
I believe so.
Oh,
what
shit.
A good dismount I had.
Hi, everybody. Sorry to call in at the end of the show. I just wanted to call and say hi and tell you all I missed you.
Oh, we missed you too. I love you, buddy.
I love you too, Ian.
I love you, Ian.
I love you. Figs is there.
Oh, no, even better, he's not.
Oh, God damn it. The whole reason I was calling in was to do a bit about how there was a lone shooter in Dallas named Robbie yelling about some guy named Figs. Son of a bitch. I did this whole thing about I'm in Dealey Square. Fucking hell. Well, whatever.
Hey, it's great to hear from you. Hey, buddy, do you want to plug your gigs while you're on the phone?
Yeah. Tonight I'm at Dallas Hyenas. Tomorrow, Saturday, McAllister, Oklahoma. And then Sunday, L.A. Hollywood Improv at 7 p.m. Main Room. Come out. It's going to be fun. I'm doing my hour. And, dude, Zach, kill it in Saratoga. You're going to love that room, dude. It's really fun.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. You have some great gigs, and we love you very much. Okay, buddy?
Hey, love you, too. Miss you, and I'll see you guys later. Bye, guys.
Hey, wait, Ian, can I tell you one more thing?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.